Welcome to Think That Positive with Shauna and Laura. This week, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, They Said What?, where people offer their two cents on infant sizism and gender norms. And we close with our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Let's get to it. Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 73. Hi, Shauna.
Hey.
Hey, how old is your baby? Tell us what you've been doing lately.
She's 10 months, 2 weeks, and all week I have been trying to take care of a sick baby.
Oh, poor Cece.
I know. I took her to the doctor because this lingering cough, I think you did a similar thing, right? Your baby was just like coughing forever. And so you're like, well, I should go check on this cough. And I took her in and there he looks in her ear and same thing with you. He was like, oh, she has an ear infection.
Well,
I was like, what?
That sucks, man.
Aww. Yeah. Like I did not know, right? She wasn't really exhibiting signs of ear infection. So she had that. And then he listened to her lungs and he was like, oh, yeah. And she also has bronchitis.
Oh, I was just like, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Poor thing. So in the office, he's like, we should try doing a breathing treatment for her bronchitis. So they bring in this big machine and this like little cup that like expels, I don't know, what's in like a breathing treatment inhaler? Prednisone or
yeah, probably. Probably some kind of steroid.
Yeah, something like that. So we had to stand there and like put this thing right by her nose for 10 minutes so she could breathe in this steam. Thank goodness Steve came with me to this appointment because I don't know how I would have like held her because they didn't want to strap it on her face because they're like, there's no way she's going to keep like a mask on her face for 10 minutes. So just hold it in front of her.
Oh, boy.
I know. So I was like, well, I'm going to just play her a cartoon or something on my phone. So I played like little music, kids music videos. And so that was like frustrating. And then he's like, okay, after that, he's like, that worked well. So what I want you to do at home is give her medicine for the ear infection, which was Augmentin. He's like, it doesn't taste very good, so she probably won't like it. So I'll give you a little bit extra. And I was like, oh, good God.
Great.
Amoxicillin usually at least tastes like bubble gum or something, so the kids like it. So I knew I had that coming. And then he's like, and continue this breathing treatment, but you can just do it with an inhaler. But there's a contraption I had to get her to take an inhaler. So this week has been crazy. So, of course, she hates the Augmentin, right? And I have to give her 5 milliliters of it.
That's a lot.
I know. I try squirting it in her mouth, and she gags, throws up.
No.
Refuses to take it. I'm like, oh, God, what do we do? And he was like, I don't really suggest putting it in formula because, you know, some of it might, like, stick on the edge of the bottle and blah, blah, blah. So I feel like, well, I can't put it in stuff. I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up getting, like, a smaller syringe and, like, sticking it in her mouth, like, towards the back corner of her mouth and, like, plunging it in. And she's screaming and crying.
Oh,
and I just felt like I was torturing
her. That's awful.
And I read online, someone's like, mix it with grape juice. And I tried that, and she got one whiff of it and was just like, nope.
I know what this is.
Just refused it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very pungent. I mean, this stuff is horrible. I was kind of feeling pissed that he just didn't give me amoxicillin.
Yeah, for real.
So annoying. So I have to do that twice a day. And then this inhaler.
Oh, my God. How do you get a baby to use an inhaler?
So there is the inhaler. But you have this contraption.
It's like a normal inhaler that you think of, like, for asthma, right?
Yes,
like,
yeah.
A little, like, you push down on the top, that type of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
So what came with it was, like, this baby inhaler chamber. I stick the inhaler into this chamber.
Okay.
And then stick this long chamber onto her face. It has, like, a face, you know, like a medical oxygen face mask looking thing. And I'm supposed to push the inhaler, the inhaler aerosol, goes into this chamber, and then she's supposed to breathe in 5 times into this face mask to get the aerosol from the chamber.
Oh,
and then I have
God.
To do it again. So she does it 5 more breaths, and it's just like her head, she is just twisting and turning. And this is after I like force a Augmentin down her throat. I'm just like, oh my God, honey, I'm so sorry.
Oh, poor you, poor baby. Oh my God.
Ugh.
So you're just like keeping this thing on her face as she, are you counting the breaths? Like, how did that even, is she crying? Like, this
yes!
whole time?
She's crying, which is at least like breaths coming in and out.
Oh, she's probably taking deep breaths at least. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, she's a silent crier. So she'll be like, ah, and then hold her breath and cry.
Oh, no. That's the worst. So heartbreaking when they silent cry.
Yes. And also they don't breathe when they silent cry. So I have to like hold the thing on her face extra long while she's silent crying. Oh, it's so freaking ridiculous. And, you know, I'm like, is any of this working? Is she even getting her medicine? I don't know. So that's what we're doing this week. I just don't know how I'm going to improve this situation.
How long do you have to do it all together?
10 days.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
And the inhaler thing, I'm supposed to do 3 times a day. Oh, God. So, yeah, I mean, luckily she's in good spirits otherwise. Mm-hmm. So I'm lucky for that. Like, it wasn't such a horrible ear infection that she has a fever yet or anything. I don't know. That's my only check-in this week.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yes. Yes, it is. I feel just exhausted. But if anyone has any tips for getting a baby to take shit-tastic medicine, I need to know, please.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I've only ever had to give him, like, delicious medicine, and he loves it. You know, it's like ibuprofen and Tylenol and amoxicillin. Yeah. He's just like, more, please. Oh, it's gone? Uh-huh. You know, I would like more. Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like your doctor needs some feedback on this. I feel like you might be like, hey, so thank you for providing me medical care. Just so you know, this treatment sucks.
Totally. And next time, if he tries to prescribe Augmentin, I'm going to say, is there any way we can not do that?
Yeah, because we got amoxicillin for the ear infection, but I bet the Augmentin was for her lungs a bit too, maybe?
Yes, it might have been. Yeah. Because of the combination of the conditions, you know, I'm sure he made a decision based on what was going on, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely made my life tricky.
Oh, boy. I mean, my baby has taken his delicious medicine really well so far, but I feel like I understand a little bit because I have had extensive experience medicating cats.
Oh, yes.
I had an old lady cat who, you know, has passed since, but she was pretty sick in her final years, and I loved her, Molly. She was like my sweet little
Molly.
Molly was the sweetest cat, and she just had the cutest little tiny little paws, and loved that cat. And so I had to give her a lot of medicine many times, and this sweet little she was little and she was very delicate, but man, when you tried to give her a fucking pill, she turned into like a street cat. She was like, you literally had to watch yourself because you would be at risk of like a disfiguring scar, you know, like,
yeah.
So it would require multiple people. I finally figured out that the pill pockets worked for her.
Oh, thank goodness. That's good.
Yeah, but it was awful. And then at some point, they wanted me to start giving her subcutaneous fluids when she was, like, really old and sick. And I was like, you want me at home to stick a needle under my cat's skin and leave it there for 10 minutes?
Oh, my word.
Thankfully, we never had to do it. The one time I had a friend come over and do it, and then she was just too sick. I understand the having a being in your lap who will not do what you say. So
yeah, I think it's just a natural instinct to just like turn your head to the side hard this way, that way, this way, that way.
Oh my God.
And resist.
Yeah.
So major resistance. So yeah, that's my week. And I'll give updates next week if we figure anything out how to make this easier. But what about you, Laura? How are you guys doing and how old is your baby?
My baby is 9 months, 2 weeks. So yeah, we're good. So I'm all better from food poisoning, thankfully.
Good.
That sucked, but it only sucked briefly, thankfully. And so what we are dealing with is, so like the baby has, I think, 3 or 4 teeth coming in right now.
Oh, ow.
It's hard
all at once, huh?
All at once. It's hard to tell because he won't really let me like poke around in his little mouth. But when he smiles and laughs, there's like white. You can see the white. The ones that are like, what are they, the incisors? The ones that are next to your like front teeth, right? Mm-hmm. So the top two are for sure coming in. And then I can't tell if there's 1 or 2 coming in on the bottom. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah, this has made sleeping, I think, a little more difficult. Like, but the thing is, I'm not sure if it's the teething or it's like a sleep regression. Because I've heard that there is a sleep regression sometime between 8 and 10 months. Did you experience anything like that?
Yeah. Did I talk about it on the show or did I just Google it and deal with it on my own?
I haven't been sleeping as much because of this dang sleep regression / teething. So I don't remember right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. So I've heard that there's definitely a sleep regression, but everything online is like 8 months, 9 months, 10 months. So I'm like, what is it? Like, is it really the regression or he's, I think, just getting into a leap. So I know they say that those are sort of like the same thing, right? Like cognitive leaps lead to sleep regressions. But the reason I think it's a sleep regression / cognitive leap rather than just, you know, his teeth coming in is A, ibuprofen doesn't seem to make a difference, right? But more importantly, there was one night where he was just like, oh my God, he was just like not sleeping. It was like being a newborn again. Every like 2 hours he was up and fussing. And at some point, I think it was like 4 a.m., I finally just gave in and I went in and I was like, I'm going to co-sleep with you tonight, you know, like, which we never.
Did you crawl into the crib?
I did, yeah. I wrapped myself around him. No, it's so we have a futon in the nursery, which is proving to be very useful. So I picked him out of the crib and I'm like cuddling him and I'm trying to lie down with him on my chest. And he was, you know, at first he was kind of liking it. He was kind of resting his head on my like shoulder and I was doing like some aggressive rocking and shushing and singing and whatever. But from like 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., he just kept like he'd put his head down and then he'd pick his head up and he'd look around and just like laugh at things.
What? What?
The room is really dark, but you can still, once you get your eyes adjusted, you can see things, right? And so, like, he'd look up at the guitars on the wall and, like, put his little hand up pointing at it and just laugh. And then he'd, like, look over at, like, I still have it's a shoe organizer. You know one of those over-the-door shoe organizers? I have it full of yarn. He really likes it.
Yes, of course you do.
It's actually a great way to store yarn, by the way, if anyone's looking for a way. You know, it's clear, so you can see all your yarn, but you can sort of keep it organized. Anyway, this is a leftover from when the nursery was my office / craft room. Now it's just still there. But he loves looking at it. So, like, I'm trying to hold him and get him to sleep, and he just picks his head up like a seal, you know, and like, ha ha ha, laughs at the yarn. I'm like, dude, you need to go to sleep. So,
he's so ready to party in the middle of the night. Either that or the ghosts have returned and he's like, I don't know, having
chatting
some inside jokes with them. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. He needs to let me in on the joke. The joke is Laura's not sleeping. Hilarious.
Yeah, jokes on you. Jokes on you, Laura.
So hopefully this fixes itself soon. We try to be strong with the sleep training, but there are just some nights where it's like, fuck it. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's what's going on for us right now. And then the other quick little thing we did this week is we did a family photo shoot, like a professional one.
Ooh, fun. I have not done a single one of those. And I've been a mom for almost 4 years. So I'm proud of you.
Well, in May, so I don't know if we've talked about the gauntlet that is May for Corey, but May is Mother's Day, my birthday, his mother's birthday, and our wedding anniversary. And so when it got to Mother's Day, Corey was sort of like, not only do I have to get something for my mom, now I have to get something for you. And he wanted to. He was like, I got to get you something nice for your first Mother's Day. And I was like, stop. I know what I want. Can I just tell you what I want? He was like, yes. I was like, I want you to get us a family photo shoot.
Perfect.
And he was like, okay. And then, you know, it took a while. But it actually turns out it was good because the baby is, like, at a perfect age for adorable photo shoots because he can, like, sit up and interact and he's just hilarious. Like, he thought it was hilarious. We were out in this park that had a bunch of, I think they were oak trees, so there were a bunch of, like, fallen leaves, which you don't see a lot in Los Angeles, right?
No.
But it was very fall. Like, it was very autumn-y. And so he was sitting there, and he kept, like, picking up a leaf, and he would, like, bring it up to his mouth, and you'd be like, and then he'd laugh. Like, he knew he was playing a game. So then he would, like, do it again, and he'd be like, and we'd be like, and then he would laugh, and of course they were just they have to be amazing photos because he was so fucking cute.
Oh, that's awesome.
I can't wait to see them. And I think we're going to be that family that sends out the holiday cards this year.
All right. Do it. You do it.
Do you guys do that?
Nope. We do not. What gave it away?
I mean, because I was thinking, like, if you do, I've never gotten one, and that's rude.
Yes, I do. I send it to everyone except you.
But also, I don't know. I'm of two minds about it. One, I'm like, it's a waste of money and paper. On the other hand, I love seeing other people's cute little babies on the holiday cards. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I have never felt motivated to do it. I think it's because it's the age of social media and we see each other's kids so much on social media that, like, receiving a hard paper thing. This is not to, like, shit on anyone who's, like, ever sent me a card, you know, for Christmas, because I enjoy seeing it too. But I guess just for me personally, I never felt like, oh, well, you know, everyone who sees my baby already digitally needs to also see my baby on paper. I don't know. I've never gotten around to it, but maybe I will this year. I don't know. Who knows? I'm open to it, Laura. I'm open.
I love that you're open-minded. I mean, I'm conflicted because I'm also like, oh, Marie Kondo would say, don't do it. There's also that obligation. Like, how long do you keep the Christmas cards? You know, they're the holiday cards. And, like, where do you put them? Mm-hmm. I actually still have our friend Jen's that she sent, like, 3 years ago because it was actually really cute. Maybe I'll copy this. It was, like, a ornament shape.
Uh-huh.
And it had a little hanging, you know, ribbon on it. And as I hung it up on some fake flowers that I have in a vase, and it's still there. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, my God. That is so cute. Marie Kondo would shame the shit out of you for this. I'm just kidding. She's not actually that mean.
It sparks joy, damn it.
Well, there you go. Okay,
sparks
there you
the
go.
Shit out of my joy.
What sparks my joy is throwing shit away.
Yeah.
So I have no problem throwing those things away at the end of the season. Sorry. Oh, my God. I'm shitting on everyone's Christmas joy with cards. I'm sorry.
No, I think it's fair.
I look forward to receiving your family card, Laura.
You can throw mine away whenever you want. And I think throwing them away at the end of the season is totally fair. Like, I think that's expected protocol.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Now that we've cleared that up.
Important
information. Well, we'd love to hear from y'all what you do for holiday cards, if you do them or not. But in the meantime, should we take a break?
Let's do it.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We're back, and we have one of our favorite special segments. They said, what?
What?
Where we report on the interesting, maybe offensive, hilarious, jaw-dropping things that people have said to us about our babies or parenting or anything related to this world. Laura, I'm dying to hear what you have.
Okay, so recently I had to go to a follow-up for that GI doctor. Remember I had that upper endoscopy? I talked about
yes.
It. So I just had to go to the follow-up. Turns out everything's fine. I have heartburn. Shock. But I decided to take my baby with me to the follow-up because first of all, since I'm trying to use up all my free healthcare, you know, like my deductible maxed out healthcare for the year, I've been making a lot of appointments and like, I don't want to have to get a babysitter for every single one. And I was like, it's a follow-up. I'm going to go into the doctor's office. She's going to tell me whether things are okay or not. And I feel like she probably would have like called me if there was something really wrong. So I was like, everything's probably fine. So I can just bring my baby with me, right? Hopefully he'll be okay. It's walking distance from my house.
I think a lot of moms bring babies to appointments. I don't think it's that weird. I don't know.
That's good. Well, I was a little worried because all your stories about bringing Cece to appointments haven't been too reassuring.
But I haven't reported on the ones where she is a big hit and everyone loves her and she giggles and laughs. And
that's
you
true.
Know. Because, you know.
Here, that's probably more often than not. But yeah, it turns out he was totally fine. Like, he was totally charming and everyone loved him. And that is not what this story is about. The story is about there was a woman in the waiting room who decided she needed to chat with me. And usually I'm very happy to chat with strangers. I'm kind of one of those people who's like, tell me your life story. Like, I love to hear it. So I was talking to this woman in the gastroenterologist's waiting room. And she was, of course, like just fawning over the baby. And she was like, you know, cooing at him and like being peekaboo and stuff. And then she turns to me and she says, "He's going to make a lot of girls cry someday."
What?
And I was just like, hopefully not, you know?
Yeah.
I know that's a way people like try to say he's good looking, right?
Yeah, like a heartbreaker.
Yeah, which is also a weird ass term. But like,
yeah.
I mean, I hope not. I don't want him. I mean, okay, to be fair, a lot of times we don't have control over whether people like us and whether we like them back and whatnot. But God, I hope I'm going to teach him to like treat his romantic partners and just everyone with respect.
Mm-hmm.
And also like maybe not girls. Maybe boys, right? Like, who knows who he's going to make cry in the future? Anyway,
I think part of that statement, not saying that I support the statement, I totally get why it's like, ugh, because it makes so many assumptions. But it's less that, like, he's going to do things to hurt other people's feelings, but more that, like, so many people are going to have crushes on him. He can't be with everybody. So, or maybe he can. Maybe this is an anti-polyamorous statement.
Yes. See, you found another thing to be mad about. No, I mean, yes, I understand the basics of the statement. I just think I don't know. Am I being too hard on this lady? I just feel like there's so many other things you can say about a baby.
Yeah, it's just such a go-to cliche thing to say about a cute baby boy. It just, if anything, I think it's uncreative. I tick her for being uncreative in this situation.
Thank you. Oh, I will say, she did say something else that I feel like is related and also a little bit like, what? Which is, a little bit later, she was, she told me, she confided in me. She's like, "Oh, you know, I thought he was a girl at first because he has such a sweet face." Like, lady, you got all those gender stereotypes just rolling out.
She's just holding on, gripping on tight to her gender stereotypes.
Oh, my God. Like, because baby boys don't have sweet faces.
Yeah, they have, like, I don't know what, grisly, aggressive faces.
Yeah, what do ugly faces? I don't know.
I don't know. Angry, mean. I'm trying to think of like what is the opposite of sweet.
Yeah, sour.
Sour. Little sourpuss face boy.
I mean, sometimes he does have a sour face and it's really cute.
Well, he looks like a boy in those moments,
yes.
I guess. I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's really bizarre.
This lady, I'm kind of a chatty person, but I definitely wasn't sure how to respond to a lot of these statements.
My go-to is always, oh,
Good one. I'm going to steal that.
Yeah, keep that one in your back pocket, okay?
For me, it's like pretending I get a text. Oh, good. Excuse me. Yeah.
That's good. That reminds me of the time when I wanted to avoid my neighbors. I was walking up to my apartment complex, and I saw a couple neighbors I didn't want to talk to, and so I put my cell phone up to my ear and pretended like I was talking to someone, and then the phone rang in my hand as I was walking by those people.
Oh, you got owned by your phone.
I did. It was just like the universe and karma just kicking me in the butt for that. Anyway.
I'm guilty of doing that when I like have to walk into Trader Joe's. There's always people or Whole Foods.
I know exactly what you're talking about. The petitioners or like whatever. Yeah.
It's like I want to support your cause probably, but I also have shit to do.
Yeah. Well, they want to take a lot of time to like talk about stuff and like it's like no, I don't have that time.
I'm here because I need my delicious packaged foods and I need to get out in and out. It is good to have a baby because now instead of having to pretend I'm on the phone, I just like start talking to the baby and I'm like really, you know, as I'm strolling in, I'm just like, oh, you really need to, I don't even know what we're talking about, but we're in an intense conversation.
Your diaper is so full of poop right now. I don't know. Yeah. Good strategies.
Anyway, so have you had to employ your recently?
Oh.
Or what? See, I need practice. I need practice. Okay, what have people said to you?
So I've gotten this a few times now. Now that Cece is, you know, 9, 10 months, getting chunkier, She's so big.
Oh,
like, just, she's such a big baby. From strangers, you know, mm-hmm. like, that's the first thing they say about her. And at first it's like, yeah, you know, she's big. And it's not even like she's, like, chunky, roly cute, like, roly poly. It's just mm-hmm. big. What a bit, like, I don't know what they think she's a baby Paul Bunyan or what. I don't know. It's really weird to me. So I was in the grocery store the other day, and I was pushing Cece in her stroller, like the Kiko car fit one, mm-hmm. you know, that you pop in. It's like an infant car seat. And she does look really big in that one because, you know, she's just gotten bigger.
Like they do.
Yeah, like they do. And so I was walking, and this woman's like, oh. She's like, oh, so cute. He's so big. And I'm like, okay, here we go again. Yeah. And she called him a he, which is fine. You know, mm-hmm. that's fine. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
yeah.
But this time I was like, yeah, you know, because she's in her car, this little yeah. car seat. She just looks so big. She said, nope, I'm a nurse. He is a big baby.
What like, the hell?
Like, didn't even like, so wasn't listening to me whatsoever, yeah. right? Didn't even know that I called my baby a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yeah, well, you know, she is well, in the 80th percentile.
She must not have had a sweet face at the time.
No,
she
I
must guess. Have been making a sour expression.
Yeah, I have that sourpuss face baby tricking everyone into thinking she's a boy, and which feeds into this. So then another time I was walking the baby in a different stroller, a more giant-sized stroller, so it's not like she's, like, taking up the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
We walk by some lady, and she's like, oh, hi, gordito, which in Spanish means little fat boy.
Yeah.
So I'm just like... Everyone thinks my baby is a little fat boy.
I mean, she is adorably round, but she's not, like, she doesn't strike me as huge. I will say,
yeah.
I went to one My Gym class once, and there was a baby there who was not big, like, in weight, but was so fucking tall that mm-hmm. I went with my mom to this class, and we were just like, that baby is huge. And then we thought, oh, you know, he must be, like, 15 months or something. 9 months. Nine
oh,
months, and
my
he was
gosh.
At least, I want to say, like 6-7 inches taller than my baby. I mean, mm-hmm. he was huge, and we were both in shock. So the point is, I've seen some big babies, is what I'm trying to say. And Cece doesn't strike me as, like, you know, out of the realm of baby, normal babies. She's just a cute baby. I don't know. That's
Thank
weird.
Thank you. And she's 55th percentile for height. So
yeah.
she really is not a giant. And I mean, even still with the My Gym mom, like, would the first thing you do go up to that mom and say, oh, your baby's so big? I
no,
mean,
but my mom would.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? The funny thing is, Elle was even chunkier as a baby than Cece. I mean, I have pictures of her at this age, and she has, like, bread rolls on her arm.
Yes.
Rolls of fat on her arm. It's so cute, but it's just like, Cece has not achieved that level of chubbiness, but yet she's the one getting all these comments. So it's very interesting, and I'm usually not too irritated by it. I just kind of, I'm like, oh, uh-huh. But the fact that this lady was just like, no, I'm a nurse. I know that this is he is a big baby.
He is a big baby.
That's when I was just like, okay, bye.
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 Oh. Is that how you do it? Oh.
Huh? Oh.
I'm learning.
It's, uh-huh.
Okay. Maybe I should just record you saying it and have it on my phone.
So yeah, just play it.
Just play it.
People are weird.
People be weird. This segment brought to you by People Be Weird. Anyway, I got to practice your response. But in the meantime, should we take a break?
Yes.
And come back with our BFPs and BFNs?
Let's do it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors, there's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the ringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
And we're back. So we close every episode with our big fat positives or big fat negatives of the week. Shauna, do you have a BFP or a BFN for us?
BFP.
What? Tell us about it.
So I have talked before about one of my favorite types of bibs, those bib-ons.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Those giant bibs that cover
I just
everything.
Ordered extra of those.
Yeah, me too. I really love those. But I have also come to love, and this is my BFP this week, the bibs with the little pouch at the bottom that, mm-hmm. like, catch all of the crumbs and everything that they inevitably drop. Like, once yeah. you start finger foods, you can catch a whole second meal in these bibs with pouches. It's amazing. So we have a couple. We have one that's Tommy Tippy that is great. And then there's another one that a mom in my mom's group created called Babito. And oh. it's really cute. They have, like, really cool, like, neutral colors to choose from. And it's, like, really soft silicone. And it's very comfortable on her. So I really love that one. And, yeah, it's so cute also to see her, too. Like, after she's eaten, she, like, looks down. She looks down in the little pouch and is like, oh, and realizes she has, like, seconds and, like, digs her little hand in and pulls out, like, noodles and just munches away from whatever's left
Man,
in there.
I wish I had, like, a secret seconds pouch that I could hit up after most dinners.
I know, right? Or like, you know, like a dude with a mustache, he gets his flavor saver, just like little extra little munchies up top.
So gross to me.
It It really is.
Oh, God. But... just the term flavor saver. Oh, cool.
Flavor saver. Oh, I love it. It's so hilarious. Yes, the things that breed in men's facial hair. Ooh. Yeah, so I really have been enjoying those.
Yeah, we have a couple of those, too. And I really like the ones that are the really soft silicone because, you know, when you're pulled up to a table with the baby, you want it to be able to, like, move with the baby and be comfortable on the neck. We got gifted a few that were really stiff, like plastic, mm-hmm. and the neck are sort of like plastic beads. Mm-hmm. That's how you cinch it onto their neck. And I should just throw them away because every time I try to use them, it just looks uncomfortable. And yeah, the bowl sits out more than the soft silicone ones. But I don't know. I just find them really clunky and weird. Mm-hmm. So I think I need to invest in a few more of the soft ones because we only have one of the really soft ones and I use it. But, you know, then it gets dirty and then we forget to clean it and you know how that goes.
Well, the cool thing is that you can stick them in the dishwasher too. So that's
nice.
That
is a bonus. That is mm-hmm. a big bonus. Yeah. The one we have says Crazy Cat Baby on it. And it's actually very cute.
Yeah. That's so perfect. I love that. So yeah, that's my BFP for the week. What about you?
I also have a BFP.
Yay.
So mine is a thing that I actually learned about through my friend Carrie, who we interviewed way back when, the pharmacist. Mm-hmm. And it is the Fox and Finn silicone teething necklace.
Oh.
So it's a long necklace. It says it has a 14-inch drop. I got it on Amazon, like everything. And
doesn't that come down to his knees?
No, it's not for him. It's for you.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, actually, I think a lot of people have that mistaken impression because, you know, because there are those amber teething necklaces that you put on the baby. Mm-hmm. But this is one you wear around your neck. And then when you're carrying the baby around, either in like your carrier or just on your hip, which is what I do most of the time now, they can pick it up and it's made of these big beads. This particular one is like these sort of abstract diamond shapes alternating with little beads. Mm-hmm. And they're on a really, really strong silk rope so that it doesn't break. And then each one of the beads is knotted on either side. So even if it does break, the beads won't come off. So it's not a choking hazard. And they can just pick it up and like gnaw on it. And it's awesome for babies who are sprouting 3 to 4 teeth like mine mm-hmm. is. And they think it's kind of a fun, like, you know, it's bright colored. Oh, but the best part of it, I should mention, is that it doesn't look like a teething necklace.
It just looks... I was going to say, does it look good or does it look like this gaudy thing like your great-grandma would wear or something?
I mean, maybe my great-grandma would wear it, but I think it looks good. The one I have is teal and gray. And
ooh,
it looks like very modern.
Okay.
You know, it's, mm-hmm. I feel like you think about teething necklaces and you think about like one big piece, right? Or something like a big pendant or something. And this is just like a beaded necklace, basically. I will post pictures of it and I'll post a link to it for sure on our website so you can find it. The one I have is teal and I don't see it available right now, but you can look online. There's a bunch of different styles. Like you can find, you don't have to get the one I got. There's a lot of actually cute teething necklaces, which is great because I feel like a generation ago that didn't exist.
No. And, you know, I've never gotten one of those. And Cece has, I don't wear necklaces anymore because the day I did, she chewed on, it was just like a long necklace from Target. And she chewed on it so much that it ended up breaking and she got like a little piece in her mouth. And you know, I was just like.
Scary, yeah.
Yeah, that's scary and I shouldn't do that. So, I should get something like that instead. That's a great idea.
Yeah. And for me, it's actually useful during nursing too, because if I wear it, it sort of just falls right in front of him and he'll like play with it instead of his favorite thing is to play with my nose while he's nursing. He just reaches his little hand up and he just has to like feel around my nose, you know. Lots of times little fingers end up my nose and I have to like fish them out, so it solves that problem.
Oh, God,
at least for
cute.
A little bit.
Yeah,
but yeah.
So, that's good.
Fox and Finn, the one I have is called Sophia. It's the Sophia silicone teething necklace. So,
very fancy. Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing. That's cool. If you guys have any BFPs that you want to share with us or BFNs, hey, we're here to listen. If you want to tell us what you do with your holiday cards or you have a real good they said what, you know we want to hear it. So please reach out. Laura, how can everyone reach us?
We are on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at BFP Podcast. We also have a Facebook community group. Just search for Big Fat Positive Community. It's a closed group, so you have to request to join, but I will add you and you can join in on the awesome conversations we're having there. It's really a great, great group of people. I love our community.
Me too.
And we also have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. You can also reach us by emailing contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Bierich, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. See you next time.
Bye.